Seems like a pretty simple fix, or at least a painfully obvious way to help control odors. The Natural Resources Conservation Board, NRCB, handed down a compliance directive to Rimrock Cattle Company Limited last week, telling operators of the feedlot west of High River to perform semi-annual cleaning of the catch basins, among other measures. You would think that a feedlot, particularly one upwind from a significant population center, wouldn't need to be told to clean its catch basins, that doing so would simply be the neighborly thing to do, but, alas, a directive was required. It's clear from NRCB data that complaints about vomit and headache-inducing odors were significantly lower after the catch basins were cleaned. In the 3 months after cleaning in late 2022, the NRCB received 111 odor complaints. In the same time frame a year later, a year in which the catch basins weren't cleaned, there were 513 odor complaints. If it wasn't readily apparent that cleaning would be better odor-wise than not cleaning, the 462% increase in complaints certainly provided a clue. There's little doubt that a feedlot, particularly one of that scope, comes with odors, so unpleasant smells, and the corresponding complaints, are to be expected, but when the NRCB has received more than 4,600 of them over the last 3 years, it screams that action needs to be taken. Last week's directive, which has given the operator until May 15th to empty the catch basins, is hopefully the beginning of that action and will come just in time for the arrival of warmer weather, when residents are looking to sit on the patio or crack a second-story window to let in some cool night air, neither of which are possible when that nauseating stench permeates the area.